there's so much noise out there, and it's really easy to be a constantly consuming information but lacking implementation. And that's where the real change and transformation comes down to. Apply what you are learning. There's this big thing in personal development industry. Knowledge is power. Knowledge alone is not power. It's potential power. Application is power. Implementation is power. And that's why today I want to give you practical, tangible steps that you can start applying and implementing today so you can create this business and this impact that you are seeking.
Hi, ladies. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. It has been an amazing experience speaking with these experts, these 6- and 7-figure coaches who are here to make sure that they come on to transform your thinking. So get ready. Get ready to be transformed with your mindset and unleash your potential with our next speaker, Heather Hakes. Now, she's a mindset coach, a speaker, a corporate trainer, and the author of Take the Leap. Heather has been featured in leading platforms such as Authority Magazine, Thrive Global, Voyage Denver, and the Women Who Empower and Inspire. So she has also reached international audience throughout her wildly acclaimed podcast, Mind Over Matter. I am in love with this woman. She is absolutely amazing. And she draws from all of her studies that she's done with Tony Robbins and Gabby Bernstein, Abraham Hicks, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And if you guys know those names, you know what I'm talking about. Now, Heather helps others break through self-imposed limitations and master their inner world. That's why she is here, to help all of you master that inner world. Her mission is simple, but it's yet profound, guiding you from self-doubt to self-mastery. She is coming to give you a talk on self-doubt to self-mastery, unlocking the coach within to discover the tools and elevate yourself to your personal and professional life. She was on my podcast recently. She dropped so many gems. As soon as I knew that I was coming out with this, I reached out to her immediately. So here she is. Let's welcome Heather Hakes.
Nina, that was such an amazing introduction. I felt like I'm in the ring. I've got all this energy and like I'm stoked to be here. Number one, I love teaching mindset and manifest. Mm. Number two, especially for entrepreneurs, because I know I call entrepreneurship personal development on steroids. I know what they're going through, and I just know the power of daily disciplines and mindset on, and that you can create the impact and income that you seek.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted you here, because these women are all either aspiring or growing their coaching businesses, and they're trying to navigate this whole world. And 2025 is about authenticity and vulnerability and really learning who you are. And I couldn't think of a better person. That's why I was like, Heather, knock, knock, can you do this? And you're like, yes. So thank you for being here and being willing to impact the lives of others. I truly am grateful, really grateful. And so I know that you are like the master from taking people from that overwhelmed piece to clarity. And I wanted you to start us with your mindset because you're a pro in this. So I wanted you to give us where these women can shift their mindset. Right? What is crucial for them, especially those who feel overwhelmed by this business, this coaching side of business, and how can they quickly refocus on serving their clients with confidence? Because that's going to be the key, right? Like shifting who they are so that they can show up with confidence for their clients. Let us go there, Heather, because I know you got this.
Okay. I love that question. So for this, identity is everything. And this is something I especially work deep dive with my one-on-one coaching clients. But there's a book by Maxwell Maltz called Psycho-Cybernetics, and he talks all about self-image. And so what I really want to share here is I'll take you back to where I was in 2017, full of self-doubt, procrastination and imposter syndrome, and how I had to get out of my own way, which you're going to come up against your own blocks and limiting beliefs and unconscious self-sabotage like procrastination. But you have to overcome that in order for you to create the income and impact that you seek. So let me walk you through a little bit where I was in 2017, how I got to where I am today, and then just one takeaway that you can implement. So let me write this down so you can get started, because there's so much noise out there, and it's really easy to be a constantly consuming information but lacking implementation. And that's where the real change and transformation comes down to. Apply what you are learning. There's this big thing in personal development industry. Knowledge is power. Knowledge alone is not power. It's potential power. Application is power. Implementation is power. And that's why today I want to give you practical, tangible steps that you can start applying and implementing today so you can create this business and this impact that you are seeking. So again, let me go back to 2017. Took a leap of faith, had no clue what I was doing, but I just didn't want to be in my 9-to-5 anymore. Turns out, great, I at least took the leap of faith and I quit. So I burned the boats. I went all in, but I was full of self-doubt, procrastination, and imposter syndrome. It's so easy to compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 20. So here I was comparing myself to other people who've been in the industry for years, if not decades. And that comparison is the thief of happiness. And it's easy to get stuck in comparison, especially with social media. So I had to sit down, and that's how I created my first framework for coaching clients. It's creating version 2.0. So here's your first takeaway. I want you to sit down right now and just get really clear, because the first step to creating change in your life is awareness. Get really clear. What are your limiting beliefs? What are your habits that aren't serving you? Distracting, scrolling on social media, procrastination. My vices were shopping and travel, because at least I couldn't fail if I wasn't in there doing the work. So I just want you to sit down and get really clear. Write down everything that's not serving you, your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, and those habits. And we're talking emotions like fear, lack, worry, doubt, overwhelm, and stress. Get really clear. Get that all pen to paper so you can see it. And then I want you to get really clear on your ideal. Think of it as version 2.0, your ideal self. So that would be somebody who is confident, who's consistent, who has a clear vision, who knows their purpose. And then you're going to see there's a gap between where you are and the business that you could create. How do you close this gap? It comes down to daily disciplines. And so now I want to give you a simple 4-step process, because again, don't complicate things. Simplify. It's the little daily habits you do that are going to create massive change in your life. So I'm an acronym girl. I love acronyms. They're easy to remember and easy to apply. I use the 4-step acronym MIND. So this is what I do for my daily disciplines. The M stands for meditation and movement. I begin every single day centering my mental and emotional states, creating clear intentions. So I do guided meditation. Then first thing, I go to the gym. I love the gym. It makes me feel strong and powerful. I am consuming consciously information podcasts that are going to propel me forward. The I is about setting an intention for today. So for example, for today, I have this call and I wanted to show up as my best self and bring real information to help you create this business that you seek. The N is about blessing a new day. Express gratitude. You woke up today, and I actually dropped a podcast on this. Gratitude is the frequency of manifesting. When you are living in a constant state of gratitude and appreciation, you are naturally high vibe. Whatever you put out, you get back. Life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So living in this state of gratitude for everything you have currently, while knowing what you want, will keep you in flow. And finally, D, decide who you want to show up as. Again, when you get really clear in that version 2.0, it's constant reminding yourself who you want to be so that you take aligned actions.
Girl, really? Okay. So I just like took a bunch of notes, and I bet you everybody is too. I gave them a workbook to make sure that they did, because when you have people like you on here who are absolutely pros at what you do, you should be taking notes. And I love that you said, and I cannot agree with this more, apply what you are learning. Knowledge without application is really just learning, right? It's the application that is the power. I love that you said that. I love also, this is one thing that I found a lot on social media, right? You're talking about comparing your chapter one to someone else's chapter 20. This happens a lot. And this is why people, you know, there's this thing now where coaches start and within a year, they're out, right? Because they've been comparing themselves too much to that person, like a Tony Robbins, who's been here, you know, 30 years or whatever it is, right? We need to stop doing that. And I love your acronym, MIND, right? So M was meditation and movement. I is intention for today. N is blessing of a new day. And D is to decide who you want to show up as. You go, girl. That was good. It's really good. If they're just starting or aligning themselves, that they really align their inner work with their business growth and who they are, right? Because we all get caught up in the hype, whatever's out there, right? So I wanted you to give us some concepts that you've studied. Like, you know, I know that you did a lot of work with Joe Dispenza and Brain and Heart Coherence, Tony Robbins, states about, you know, to be integral, daily practices, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering how you can give these women some of the things that you do with your clients.
Okay. So what I want to talk about here actually that's coming to mind are the 7 hermetic principles. And we'll get into that. I'll probably just share a couple of them. But the big thing here is the first one is mentalism. All is mind, which simply means that your mind is the cause of every effect in your life. What I share with a lot of entrepreneurs is the success in your business is a direct reflection of the ability to lead yourself. And that's why you have, look, I want you to know that self-doubt is normal. We all experience it, even though a lot of people are putting on facades. I'm telling you, self-doubt is normal. But in order to create the income and impact that you seek, you have to overcome that. So this is about creating, again, I was talking about that version 2.0. You have to create so much confidence, belief, conviction, and certainty in what you bring to the table and be where your feet are. You only have to be one step ahead of your potential coaching clients. Don't think you have to have it mastered because you're not going to. This is a human experience and a human journey. You don't have to have it mastered. You just have to be one step ahead of somebody. You also don't have to have it all built out because I am telling you, when I started with my coaching clients, again, in the beginning, it's just kind of staying a week ahead and I'm figuring out it as I was going. And that's why I charged a very small amount because I needed those coaching sessions to practice and figure out my coaching style. So understand it is a journey and a process. You're not going to have it all figured out, but you're not meant to. Understand and think about it, is that 1% better? I'm constantly investing in myself, learning new content so I can grow and evolve to bring more to the table for my coaching clients. Again, this is a process, but understanding you have to be able to lead yourself in order to succeed in business. And I talk with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners who are stuck dwelling on the past, focusing on what's not working. And guess what? Wherever your focus goes, energy flows, and it keeps them stuck in this vicious cycle. Abraham Hicks talks about this. So even if you don't have the dollar amount you want in your bank account or the health that you want or the relationships that you want, your current reality today in this moment is simply a reflection of your past thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. So let me bring in hermetic principle. The second one is called correspondence. As within, so without. Think of life. This is a lot of people talk about the mirror principle. Life is mirroring a reflection of your internal state of being. If you want to grow your bank account, if you want to better your relationships, you have to understand everything is an inside job. And if we go back to mentalism, the first hermetic principle I shared, all is mind. So in business, I also want to save you some time. Something that I tripped up on, I spent so much money and time on strategy and building a website and getting business coaches. I was spending so much time on the external while I was full of self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and procrastination. And what I want to let you know is you can spend all the time smudging the mirror, trying to change the external, but it's an inside job. So I truly believe in the 80-20 rule. Mindset 80%, psychology 80%, strategy is only 20% of it. Because if you're pushing and forcing and efforting and trying to make something happen, coming from self-doubt, stress, overwhelm, and fear, you are never going to get the results you want. Change comes from the inside out, and the success in your business is a direct reflection of your internal state. Create that self-belief, the conviction, and the confidence come from that. Take inspired, aligned action from that, and you can have massive quantum leaps quickly. The seven hermetic principles.
This hermetics is principle.
Wisdom. Yeah.
It's ancient wisdom. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. And that's the thing, right? A lot of things stay the same. And the truth is that we do need to start working on our insides before we can start working on the outside. It's super important. And I love that you said, what about just being 1% better and just investing in you, right? And a lot of times we will go and invest in a car. We'll go and invest and get that house. We'll go and invest on that vacation. But when it comes for ourselves, we find the excuses not to do so. And I love that you pointed out that life that you have today is a direct reflection of your emotions, your beliefs. And that is very true. And I think that if you are unhappy or not in a place where you want to be, just understand that that is your reflection. That is exactly what you've created is what you have right now, right? So I love that you pointed out that everything is an inside job because it is. And I think that women who are getting into entrepreneurship and to coaching sometimes think it is an outside job. It is about just strategy and how much do I have in my container and how many lesson plans do I have? How many workbooks do I got done? And meanwhile, they're not working on their inside. So I was super powerful. And I know that, you know, limiting beliefs and procrastination, all that you just started talking about is something that definitely creeps in, right? And so do you have like practical steps that you take as a coach that you can give these women to recognize that this is happening and then to reframe that limiting belief so that they can move forward towards their revenue and their impact goals, right? Because it's one thing to say it, but what are the strategies and the tools that you put in place that can help them to strategize themselves?
Yes. So again, this all comes down to self-mastery, but what's coming to mind is your emotions are your check engine light. So something I talk about often is what I call the thought cycle. Your thoughts are the first domino in reality creation. Your thoughts then create your emotional states. Your emotions lead to your fears and create your results. It's those four steps. That's it. Like keep this simple. So if we look at your current results, if they're not where that you want them to be, you need to reverse engineer and look at these three pieces. What have your actions been? Procrastination, inconsistent, distracted, numbing out. We all have vices. What is your vice? But really the key here, the check engine light, I talk about your emotional states because you can't think greater than how you feel and your emotions are driving the behaviors. So your emotions are everything. This is what it comes down to. Think about it like emotional intelligence. Your triggers, so when you feel defensive or fearful or whatever, your triggers are a gift that are bringing up these emotional blocks and limiting beliefs. I live in a state of curiosity. Ooh. And when I get triggered, I get triggered. I don't know why, but traffic is a big trigger for me. When somebody's going too slow, okay, so I'm impatient. Why am I impatient? Somebody cuts me off. Why am I frustrated? Why am I annoyed? So think about your emotions as check engine light and pay attention to the triggers. Peter Crone says this, people and circumstances come into your life to reveal where you're not healed. So your triggers are a gift and it's about learning the lesson. And if you don't overcome those triggers, then they're going to continue being suppressed in your body, creating unwanted results down the road. So deal with them now. Again, emotions is a check engine light. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling stressed, when you're burned out, when you're in fear, worry, feeling anxious, that's a time to pause. So here's your practical takeaway. Pause. Become curious. I highly recommend journaling, pen to paper. Start asking yourself some questions. Okay, what is this bringing up? What is the fear? What is the emotion? What is the limiting belief? And then a practice I walk my coaching clients through is acknowledge and release. You need to acknowledge it. You need to find evidence to debunk it because it's just a thought. It's not even true. And then you need to release that emotion. Emotions want to be released. They want to be seen, felt, and then they can be let go. So when you feel it, you have to feel it to heal it. When you do this awareness presence framework, that's when you can see it, become curious, and then think about it as a weed in your mental garden. You've now pulled out that weed and created space to plug in the outcomes that you do want to have.
That was really, really good. And a way for us to like pause and realize that we don't have to become a victim of our emotions and a victim of the triggers, because you said triggers are a gift. And I think that if we can start seeing our life that way, we realize that things that have happened in our past are a gift as well, because those are things that taught you lessons, can actually get you moving to the next whatever adventure, next whatever, right? or it can stop you. And that's why I like that you said that triggers are a gift, because I think we need to really reframe the way we look at things, because sometimes we can become a victim before we can actually become victorious, right? So you are so spot on. I just love it. Okay. Now that we are looking at, you know, our emotions and, you know, what it's creating and that we're being triggered and all that great stuff, how do we then bring that to have authentic branding, right? Because one of the things I have noticed for 2025, as I've been doing more and more research, is that everyone is really looking at authenticity. They're really looking at vulnerability, and nobody's looking at the shiny red car anymore. Like it's, people are just not interested, right? And I think it's because we've been inundated with that, you know, be a millionaire in 3-day call. So I wanted you to help us with that, like authentic branding through mindset. And how does cultivating a powerful internal narrative help us as coaches articulate a unique brand story that resonates with the people that we are really trying to connect with?
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. And so this is really a perspective shift. And even my biggest platform is LinkedIn. And I talk about authenticity. I am who I am, and I know I'm not for everyone. And you have to realize neither are you. You are not for everyone. You cannot connect with everyone. But if you come from a mindset and a perspective, you're being authentic, and I am. I'm very authentic. I'm blunt. I'm forward. I use a lot of sports metaphors and athletics, so I tend to attract athletic-driven, athletic mindset clients. But authenticity is everything, because when you're trying to be like somebody else, there's some sort of quote, it's actually in my book, Take the Leap, but don't try to be a second-rate version of somebody else, because that'd be like me trying to be like Tony Robbins. I could never be like Tony Robbins, but I can be the best Heather Hakes. So like, you have to love you, know your strengths, know your worth, and bring that to the table. And again, realize you are going to connect with those individuals that connect with you, and everybody else will fall away. You are not for everyone, so don't even try to be.
Yeah, I'm like listening to you and I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, like that would be like me going on a LinkedIn and trying to be like Heather, and I don't know sports, right? I've never played sports. I used to play sports when I was a kid, but not professionally. I don't know sports that way. So how silly would I sound talking about something that I cannot continue talking about? And that happens a lot, right, Heather? Like you try to be like someone else, and then you realize you're running out of steam because they're the pro in that. You're not. And so now you have nothing to talk about, or what you're talking about doesn't make sense, doesn't reach the people. Because let's be real, Heather, everybody knows when you're being inauthentic, right? They feel it through the damn screen. It's not like it used to be, we used to be in the room and you feel the energy. Now we feel the energy and we can see it through the screen. And if you're going to show up like another version of Heather, for instance, it's not going to work, and you're going to feel burnt out and tired, and you're not going to feel connected. And that is what happens a lot. And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because I want these women to understand that they have a unique, beautiful purpose and value, and that needs to come forward. So help me with this then. What strategies do you recommend then for coaches? Like, they're ready to grow, they're ready to scale, they're ready to really get out there, and they're struggling with this kind of stuff, right? So I want them to stay true to their services, stay true to where, you know, what they're bringing out in the world. And so I want you to help us with that, like while staying true to their service first mindset and maintaining those deep connections with their clients.
Okay, so I'm going to bring in quantum. I love quantum physics, and this is a lot what Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches. And what I just wrote down is quantum mind hack. It is very easy to get consumed with trying to keep up with the next diet, right? Why don't diets work? There is no quick fix. You have to understand that entrepreneurship is a long game. And if you're not in it for the long game, you should probably get out. I have a mentality that there is no destination. I am so clear on my why. So let's start there. First step, you have to have a strong why. And my why is, I know how bad it feels to be stuck. And if I can just help one person, and that continues to be my driver because I know how bad it feels. And if somebody has the right tools and the right mindset and the right coach and clarity and accountability, we can all live to our limitless potential. So you have to know your why. What, for whatever reason, this is coming to mind. Again, you can't speak to everyone. And there's this big thing in business about niching down and creating this ideal avatar. And I really had a tough time with that. And I tried it so many different ways, but I couldn't connect to some hypothetical person, demographic, making up their hobbies, making up their education. And so guess what? Guess who my avatar is? Guess who my client and my niche is? Me. I am always speaking to me because I know me the best. And that's why it resonates, because I'm speaking to me. I'm speaking to me yesterday, 6 months ago, 5 years ago. I'm speaking to me 10 years ago because I know where I was and I've overcome those plateaus or those funks. So I can speak directly to it because I've been through it. So hopefully that's going to resonate with somebody. The next thing I really want to get into, the idea of quantum mind hack. I do not try to make something happen. I do not believe, I do not align with the hustle and grind mentality. Struggle and effort, 100 DMs a day, trying to make something happen. I actually, you know what? Let me just show you. I have this posted on my desk. I don't chase, I attract. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. I don't chase, I attract. When you truly understand the world that we live in, that life is really a game, you can get into it with a new mindset and perspective, the game of life and how to play it. It's an energy game. It's a vibration game. So when I am coming to it with that confidence, conviction, belief, taking aligned actions, doing the things I think could move it forward, not trying to make something happen, things happen. Just like Nina coming to me, I didn't plan this. I wasn't out there trying to get on summits and trying to get on podcasts. It came to me. So in Abraham Hicks talk and Dr. Joe Dispenza, you become the vortex. When you go all in on you, your identity, your energy alignment, your intentions, and you're coming from that state of being, life's synchronicities come your way. Opportunities come your way. So there's two different things we're talking about here. This is strategy, but it's more mindset and your energy behind it. I do not narrow focus trying to make something happen. I get really clear on the number of clients or the income or impact I seek. I get clear on wanting to get in front of new audiences, but then I detach. So let me highlight that. You have to detach from the outcome. Get really clear on what you want. Do your piece, which is the energetic, the mind, the daily discipline. Do that. But don't attach to the how, because when we attach to trying to make something happen, it comes from lack, fear, scarcity, energy, and you end up repelling the thing that you want. And then guess what? It gets further and further away, creating more separation, more resistance. And then you get stuck in these feedback loops. And that's why the percentage of entrepreneurs that fail is very high. And if you understand it's a long game, you put in the daily disciplines, you understand your energy piece behind it, you have those clear intentions, and just it's a stair-step game. When you get to this level, there's a next level. There's an infinite amount of levels. And that's why I say it's a long game. Nina, I hope I answered your question and provided some value there.
You absolutely did. And I wrote that down too, right? Because entrepreneurship is a long game. And one of the things that's been happening, especially in this online space, is that people are telling you it's not, that it can be done shortly. That's not true. Now, can you create a roadmap in 90 days? Of course you can. But to think that you're going to arrive, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because there's always going to be, like Heather just said, another stair to go to, another level you want to get to. I remember when I started, you know, wanting to do six figures. You get to six figures and you're like, oh, okay, maybe multiple six figures, maybe million. You're like, you start to, because you're growing too, because you're growing and you're expanding as a human. And so you said that you have no destination. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that, right? Because we're always talking about the destination, how do we get there, all that kind of stuff. But I love that concept of a no destination. It's just the journey and the growth of the journey, right? I really love that. I don't chase, I attract. In fact, I'm going to steal that from you and I'm going to write a sticky note and put it on my computer as well, because I've learned that the less I've chased, the more clients and the more I've gotten in my business. Hello.
Do you know why? So think about it. Like, when we're chasing, you're white knuckling your way through life. And when you're chasing, is there any room for anything to flow in? No. Yeah. So that's why when I come from a space of I'm taking aligned action. But remember, you have to create belief and allow the how and the when to come your way. But when you have belief and certainty, you're naturally open for more abundance, more opportunity to come your way. So you can't white knuckle through life.
Yeah. And, you know, from just everything that you've dropped today, it's very evident that we have to start with us. You know what I'm saying? For us to know the certainty and to know what it is we are, you know, going to create, right? It has to start with you. And that's what you're dropping here today. Like, ladies, just connect with you. Who are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why do you want to do this? And I think if you just pause to do that, you would get a lot of answers. I love the way you talked about, you know, going from there to where you want to be, because it's important. And a lot of us just don't take the time to do that. We think it's too much work. I don't want to, blah, blah, blah. But it actually is more work not doing it and trying to figure this shit out along the way, right? Yeah. Heather, did you go through any of that?
I literally just texted one of my girlfriends this morning because I shared with her a YouTube video that I watched over the weekend that really resonated with me. And what I shared with her is you have to choose your heart. You can either, it's hard to be stuck in an autopilot and unconscious and struggling. And it's also hard to show up daily and do the work and be mindful and intentional and aware. But it's either living your life by design or by default. So choose your heart.
Girl, listen. See, this is why I wanted to hear it, ladies. This is why the woman just has an enormous amount of wisdom. So I just want to make sure that I connect everybody with you, Heather. So before we wrap up, I do want you to let them know what amazing gift you have for them and how they can connect with you further. Because, I mean, you're just a superstar. I just love you so much. So give them all that info.
I would love to offer you a free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I want you to think of it as your subconscious mind is your operating system. Just like we upgrade and update our phones all of the time, you have to update and upgrade you to get your ideal outcomes. You can get this free video training on my website, heatherhakes.com. That's also a great way to connect with me on all the social platforms, tune into my podcast and other free resources.
Amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and dropping all of this wisdom and knowledge for these women, because I know that it's from the heart that you came on here, gave your time, gave your expertise for these women to grow and expand who they are. Thank you so much, Heather. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Heather. Isn't she amazing? I want to make sure that you have all of that information. My team already has like all the info that you need to get in contact with Heather. We're going to make sure that you have that and you have the link for her freebie so that you can connect with her and really just dive into the next you. Who are you? What it is you want to create? How do you want to create it? How do you show up authentically? She is absolutely amazing. And I cannot wait to hear all of the feedback that you have. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. And we will see you on. Hi, ladies. Welcome to the Women Who Lead Summit. It has been an amazing experience speaking with these experts, these 6 and 7 figure coaches who are here to make sure that they come on to transform your thinking. So get ready. Get ready to be transformed with your mindset and unleash your potential with our next speaker, Heather Hakes. Now, she's a mindset coach, a speaker, a corporate trainer, and the author of Take the Leap. Now, Heather has been featured in leading platforms such as Authority Magazine, Thrive Global, Voyage Denver, and the Women Who Empower and Inspire. So she has also reached international audience throughout her wildly acclaimed podcast, Mind Over Matter. I am in love with this woman. She is absolutely amazing. And she draws from all of her studies that she's done with Tony Robbins and Gabby Bernstein, Abraham Hicks, Dr. Joe Dispenza. And if you guys know those names, you know what I'm talking about. Now, Heather helps others break through self-imposed limitations and master their inner world. That's why she is here, to help all of you master that inner world. Her mission is simple, but it's yet profound, guiding you from self-doubt to self-mastery. I want you to join Heather today. She is coming at you to give you a talk on from self-doubt to self-mastery, unlocking the coach within to discover the tools and elevate yourself to your personal and professional life. I am in love with all that she is. She was on my podcast recently. She dropped so many gems As soon as I knew that I was coming out with this, I reached out to her immediately. So here she is. Let's welcome Heather Hakes. Hello, hello.
Nina, that was such an amazing introduction. I felt like I'm in the ring. I've got all this energy and like I'm stoked to be here. Number one, I love teaching mindset and manifest. Mm-hmm. But number two, especially for entrepreneurs, because I call entrepreneurship personal development on steroids. I know what they're going through, and I just know the power of daily disciplines and mindset on, and that you can create the impact and income that you seek.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted you here, because these women are all either aspiring or growing their coaching businesses, and they're trying to navigate this whole world. And 2025 is about authenticity and vulnerability and really learning who you are. And I couldn't think of a better person. That's why I was like, Heather, knock, knock, knock. Can you do this? And you're like, yes. So thank you for being here and being willing to impact the lives of others. I truly am grateful, really grateful. And so I know that you are like the master from taking people to clarity, from that overwhelmed piece to clarity. And I wanted you to start us with your mindset because you're a pro in this. So I wanted you to give us where these women can shift their mindset, right? What is crucial for them, especially those who feel overwhelmed by this business, this coaching side of business, and how can they quickly refocus on serving their clients with confidence? Because that's going to be the key, right? Like shifting who they are so that they can show up with confidence for their clients. Let us go there, Heather, because I know you got this.
Okay. I love that question. So for this, identity is everything. And this is something I especially work deep dive with my one-on-one coaching clients. But there's a book by Maxwell Maltz called Psycho-Cybernetics, and he talks all about self-image. And so what I really want to share here is I'll take you back to where I was in 2017, full of self-doubt, procrastination, and imposter syndrome, and how I had to get out of my own way, which you're going to come up against your own blocks and limiting beliefs and unconscious self-sabotage like procrastination. But you have to overcome that in order for you to create the income and impact that you seek. So let me walk you through a little bit where I was in 2017, how I got to where I am today, and then just one takeaway that you can implement. So let me write this down. So you can get started, because there's so much noise out there, and it's really easy to be a constantly consuming information but lacking implementation. And that's where the real change and transformation comes down to. Apply what you are learning. There's this big thing in personal development industry. Knowledge is power. Knowledge alone is not power. It's potential power. Application is power. Implementation is power. And that's why today I want to give you practical, tangible steps that you can start applying and implementing today so you can create this business and this impact that you are seeking. So again, let me go back to 2017. Took a leap of faith, had no clue what I was doing, but I just didn't want to be in my 9-to-5 anymore. Turns out, great, I at least took the leap of faith and I quit. So I burned the boats. I went all in, but I was full of self-doubt, procrastination, and imposter syndrome. It's so easy to compare your chapter one to somebody else's chapter 20. So here I was comparing myself to other people who've been in the industry for years, if not decades. And that comparison is the thief of happiness. And it's easy to get stuck in comparison, especially with social media. So I had to sit down, and that's how I created my first framework for coaching clients. It's creating version 2.0. So here's your first takeaway. I want you to sit down right now and just get really clear, because the first step to creating change in your life is awareness. Get really clear. What are your limiting beliefs? What are your habits that aren't serving you? Distracting, scrolling on social media, procrastination. My vices were shopping and travel, because at least I couldn't fail if I wasn't in there doing the work. So I just want you to sit down and get really clear. Write down everything that's not serving you, your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, and those habits. And we're talking emotions like fear, lack, worry, doubt, overwhelm, and stress. Get really clear. Get that all pen to paper so you can see it. And then I want you to get really clear on your ideal. Think of it as version 2.0, your ideal self. So that would be somebody who is confident, who's consistent, who has a clear vision, who knows their purpose. And then you're going to see there's a gap. There's a gap between where you are and the business that you could create. How do you close this gap? It comes down to daily disciplines. And so now I want to give you a simple 4-step process, because again, don't complicate things. Simplify. It's the little daily habits you do that are going to create massive change in your life. So I'm an acronym girl. I love acronyms. They're easy to remember and easy to apply. I use the 4-step acronym MIND. So this is what I do for my daily disciplines. The M stands for meditation and movement. I begin every single day centering my mental and emotional states, creating clear intentions. So I do guided meditation. Then first thing, I go to the gym. I love the gym. It makes me feel strong and powerful. I am consuming consciously information podcasts that are going to propel me forward. The I is about setting an intention for today. So for example, for today, I have this call and I wanted to show up as my best self and bring real information to help you create this business that you seek. The N is about blessing a new day. Express gratitude. You woke up today, and I actually dropped a podcast on this. Gratitude is the frequency of manifesting. When you are living in a constant state of gratitude and appreciation, you are naturally high vibe. Whatever you put out, you get back. Life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. So living in this state of gratitude for everything you have currently, while knowing what you want, will keep you in flow. And finally, D, decide who you want to show up as. Again, when you get really clear in that version 2.0, it's constant reminding yourself who you want to be so that you take aligned actions.
Girl, really? You just, girl, okay. So I just like took a bunch of notes, and I bet you everybody is too. I gave them a workbook to make sure that they did, because when you have people like you on here who are absolutely pros at what you do, you should be taking notes. And I love that you said, and I cannot agree with this more, apply what you are learning. Knowledge without application is really just learning, right? It's the application that is the power. I love that you said that. I love also, this is one thing that I found a lot on social media, right? You're talking about comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. This happens a lot. And this is why people, there's this thing now where coaches start and within a year, they're out, right? Because they've been comparing themselves too much to that person like a Tony Robbins, who's been here, 30 years or whatever it is, right? We need to stop doing that. And I love your acronym, MIND, right? So M was meditation and movement. I is intention for today. N is blessing of a new day. And D is to decide who you want to show up as. You go, girl. That was good. That was really good. Thank you for doing that, because I think that's something that, especially if they're just starting or aligning themselves, that they really align their inner work with their business growth and who they are, right? Because we all get caught up in the hype, whatever's out there, right? So I wanted you to give us some concepts that you've studied. Like, I know that you did a lot of work with Joe Dispenza and brain and heart coherence, Tony Robbins, states about management, to be integral, daily practices, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering how you can give these women some practices to support steady growth in their coaching business from all the things that you have learned and the things that you do with your clients.
Okay. So what I want to talk about here actually that's coming to mind are the 7 hermetic principles. And we'll get into that. I'll probably just share a couple of them. But the big thing here is the first one is mentalism. All is mind, which simply means that your mind is the cause of every effect in your life. What I share with a lot of entrepreneurs is the success in your business is a direct reflection of the ability to lead yourself. And that's why you have to look. I want you to know that self-doubt is normal. We all experience it. Even though a lot of people are putting on facades, I am telling you self-doubt is normal. But in order to create the income and impact that you seek, you have to overcome that. So this is about creating, again, I was talking about that version 2.0. You have to create so much confidence, belief, conviction, and certainty in what you bring to the table and be where your feet are. You only have to be one step ahead of your potential coaching clients. Don't think you have to be, you have to have it mastered, because you're not going to. This is a human experience and a human journey. You don't have to have it mastered. You just have to be one step ahead of somebody. You also don't have to have it all built out, because I am telling you, when I started with my coaching clients, again, in the beginning, it's just kind of staying a week ahead and I'm figuring out it as I was going. And that's why I charged a very small amount, because I needed those coaching sessions to practice and figure out my coaching style. So understand it is a journey and a process. You're not going to have it all figured out, but you're not meant to. Understand and think about it, is that 1% better? I'm constantly investing in myself, learning new content so I can grow and evolve to bring more to the table for my coaching clients. Again, this is a process, but understanding you have to be able to lead yourself in order to succeed in business. And I talk with a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners who are stuck dwelling on the past, focusing on what's not working. And guess what? Wherever your focus goes, energy flows, and it keeps them stuck in this vicious cycle. Abraham Hicks talks about this. So even if you don't have the dollar amount you want in your bank account, or the health that you want, or the relationships that you want, your current reality today in this moment is simply a reflection of your past thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. So let me bring in Hermetic principle. The second one is called correspondence. As within, so without. Think of life. This is a lot of people talk about the mirror principle. Life is mirroring a reflection of your internal state of being. If you want to grow your bank account, if you want to better your relationships, you have to understand everything is an inside job. And if we go back to mentalism, the first Hermetic principle I shared, all is mind. So in business, I also want to save you some time. Something that I tripped up on, I spent so much money and time on strategy and building a website and getting business coaches. I was spending so much time on the external while I was full of self-doubt, imposter syndrome, and procrastination. And what I want to let you know is you can spend all the time smudging the mirror, trying to change the external, but it's an inside job. So I truly believe in the 80-20 rule, mindset 80%, psychology 80%, strategy is only 20% of it. Because if you're pushing and forcing and efforting and trying to make something happen, coming from self-doubt, stress, overwhelm, and fear, you are never going to get the results you want. Change comes from the inside out, and the success in your business is a direct reflection of your internal state. Create that self-belief, the conviction, and the confidence come from that. Take inspired, aligned action from that, and you can have massive quantum leaps quickly.
Oh, hold on. I don't know what happened to my camera. One second. Let me fix that. What is going on? I'm sorry. Give me one second. My camera just like, this is so weird. Sorry. I'm going to cut that out. Thank God for pre-recording. Okay. There we go. Okay. You know what? I love that you talked about that. And I actually want to pick that up, right? That's the seven, Hermeneutics, you said? Right?
The seven Hermetic principles.
This Hermetics principle.
Wisdom. Yeah.
It's who?
It's ancient wisdom.
Ancient wisdom. Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. And it, that's the thing, right? Like a lot of things change, but a lot of things stay the same. And the truth is that we do need to start working on our insides before we can start working on the outside. It's super important. And I love that you said, what about just being 1% better and just investing in you, right? And a lot of times we will go and invest in a car. We'll go and invest and get that house. We'll go and invest on that vacation. But when it comes for ourselves, we find the excuses not to do so. And I love that you pointed out that life that you have today is a direct reflection of your emotions, your beliefs. And that is very true. And I think that if you are unhappy or not in a place where you want to be, just understand that that is your reflection. That is exactly what you've created, is what you have right now, right? So I love that you pointed out that everything is an inside job, because it is. And I think that women who are getting into entrepreneurship and to coaching sometimes think it is an outside job. It is about just strategy and how much do I have in my container and how many lesson plans do I have? How many workbooks do I got done? And meanwhile, they're not working on their inside. So I was super powerful. And I know that, you know, limiting beliefs and procrastination, all that that you just started talking about, is something that definitely creeps in, right? And so do you have like practical steps that you take as a coach that you can give these women to recognize that this is happening and then to reframe that limiting belief so that they can move forward towards their revenue and their impact goals, right? Because it's one thing to say it, but what are the strategies and the tools that you put in place that can help them to strategize themselves?
Yes. So again, this all comes down to self-mastery, but what's coming to mind is your emotions are your check engine light. So something I talk about often is what I call the thought cycle. Your thoughts are the first domino in reality creation. Your thoughts then create your emotional states. Your emotions lead to your behaviors and create your results. It's those four steps. That's it. Like keep this simple. So if we look at your current results, if they're not where that you want them to be, you need to reverse engineer and look at these three pieces. What have your actions been? Procrastination, inconsistent, distracted, numbing out. We all have vices. What is your vice? But really the key here, the check engine light, I talk about your emotional states, because you can't think greater than how you feel, and your emotions are driving the behaviors. So your emotions are everything. This is what it comes down to. Think about it like emotional intelligence. Your triggers, so when you feel defensive or fearful or whatever, your triggers are a gift that are bringing up these emotional blocks and limiting beliefs. I live in a state of curiosity. Ooh. And when I get triggered, like, ooh, I get triggered. I don't know why, but traffic is a big trigger for me. When somebody's going too slow, okay, so I'm impatient. Why am I impatient? Somebody cuts me off. Why am I frustrated? Why am I annoyed? So think about your emotions as check engine light and pay attention to the triggers. Peter Crone says this: people and circumstances come into your life to reveal where you're not healed. So your triggers are a gift, and it's about learning the lesson. And if you don't overcome those triggers, then they're going to continue being suppressed in your body, creating unwanted results down the road. So deal with them now. Again, emotions is a check engine light. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, when you're feeling stressed, when you're burned out, when you're in fear, worry, feeling anxious, that's a time to pause. So here's your practical takeaway. Pause. Become curious. I highly recommend journaling, pen to paper. Start asking yourself some questions. Okay, what is this bringing up? What is the fear? What is the emotion? What is the limiting belief? And then a practice I walk my coaching clients through is acknowledge and release. You need to acknowledge it. You need to find evidence to debunk it, because it's just a thought. It's not even true. And then you need to release that emotion. Emotions want to be released. They want to be seen, felt, and then they can be let go. So when you feel it, you have to feel it to heal it. When you do this awareness, presence framework, that's when you can see it, become curious, and then think about it as a weed in your mental garden. You've now pulled out that weed and created space to plug in the outcomes that you do want to have.
That was really, really good. And a way for us to like pause and realize that we don't have to become a victim of our emotions and a victim of the triggers, because you said triggers are a gift. And I think that if we can start seeing our life that way, we realize that things that have happened in our past are a gift as well, because those are things that taught you lessons, can actually get you moving to the next whatever adventure, right? Or it can stop you. And that's why I like that you said that triggers are a gift, because I think we need to really reframe the way we look at things, because sometimes we can become a victim before we can actually become victorious, right? So perfect. You are so spot on. I just love it. Okay. Now that we are looking at, you know, our emotions and, you know, what it's creating, and that we're being triggered and all that great stuff, how do we then bring that to have authentic branding, right? Because one of the things I have noticed for 2025, as I've been doing more and more research, is that everyone is really looking at authenticity. They're really looking at vulnerability, and nobody's looking at the shiny red car anymore. Like it's, people are just not interested, right? And I think it's because we've been inundated with that, you know, be a millionaire in 3-day call, right? So I wanted you to help us with that, like authentic branding through mindset, right? And how does cultivating a powerful internal narrative help us as coaches articulate a unique brand story that resonates with the people that we are really trying to connect with, right?
Yeah.
Is that a good one?
Okay. Sure. Yeah. And so this is really a perspective shift. And even my biggest platform is LinkedIn. And I talk about authenticity. I am who I am. And I know I'm not for everyone. And you have to realize neither are you. You are not for everyone. You cannot connect with everyone. But if you come from a mindset and a perspective, you're being authentic, and I am. I'm very authentic. I'm blunt. I'm forward. I use a lot of sports metaphors and athletics, so I tend to attract athletic-driven, athletic mindset clients. But authenticity is everything, because when you're trying to be like somebody else, there's some sort of quote. It's actually in my book, Take the Leap, but don't try to be a second-rate version of somebody else, because that'd be like me trying to be like Tony Robbins. I could never be like Tony Robbins, but I can be the best Heather Hakes. So, like, you have to love you, know your strengths, know your worth, and bring that to the table. And again, realize you are going to connect with those individuals that connect with you, and everybody else will fall away. You are not for everyone, so don't even try to be.
Yeah, I'm like listening to you and I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, like, that would be like me going on a LinkedIn and trying to be like Heather, and I don't know sports, right? I've never played sports. I used to play sports when I was a kid, but not professionally. I don't know sports that way. So how silly would I sound talking about something that I cannot continue talking about? And that happens a lot, right, Heather? Like, you try to be like someone else, and then you realize you're running out of steam because they're the pro in that. You're not. And so now you have nothing to talk about, or what you're talking about doesn't make sense, doesn't reach the people. Because let's be real, Heather, everybody knows when you're being inauthentic, right? They feel it through the damn screen. It's not like it used to be, we used to be in the room and you feel the energy. Now we feel the energy and we can see it through the screen. And if you're going to show up like another version of Heather, for instance, it's not going to work, and you're going to feel burnt out and tired, and you're not going to feel connected. And that is what happens a lot, right? And so I'm glad that you brought that up, because I want these women to understand that they have a unique, beautiful purpose and value, and that needs to come forward, right? So help me with this then. What strategies do you recommend then for coaches? Like, they're ready to grow, they're ready to scale, they're ready to really get out there, and they're struggling with this kind of stuff, right? So I want them to stay true to their services, stay true to where, you know, what they're bringing out in the world. And so I want you to help us with that. Like, while staying true to their service first mindset and maintaining those deep connections with their clients, what strategies can they use to really hit the ground running for 2025?
Okay. So I'm going to bring in quantum. I love quantum physics, and this is a lot what Dr. Joe Dispenza teaches. And what I just wrote down is quantum mind hack. It is very easy to get consumed with trying to keep up with algorithms and the next hot thing. It's like trying to keep up with the next diet, right? Why don't diets work? There is no quick fix. You have to understand that entrepreneurship is a long game. And if you're not in it for the long game, you should probably get out. I have a mentality that there is no destination. I am so clear on my why. So let's start there. First step, you have to have a strong why. And my why is, I know how bad it feels to be stuck. And if I can just help one person, and that continues to be my driver, because I know how bad it feels. And if somebody has the right tools and the right mindset and the right coach and clarity and accountability, we can all live to our limitless potential. So you have to know your why. What, for whatever reason, this is coming to mind. again, you can't speak to everyone. And there's this big thing in business about niching down and creating this ideal avatar. And I really had a tough time with that. And I tried it so many different ways, but I couldn't connect to some hypothetical person, demographic, making up their hobbies, making up their education. And so guess what? Guess who my avatar is? Guess who my client and my niche is? Me. I am always speaking to me because I know me the best. And that's why it resonates, because I'm speaking to me. I'm speaking to me yesterday, 6 months ago, 5 years ago. I'm speaking to me 10 years ago because I know where I was and I've overcome those plateaus or those funks. So I can speak directly to it because I've been through it. So hopefully that's going to resonate with somebody. The next thing I really want to get into, the idea of quantum mind hack. I do not try to make something happen. I do not believe, I do not align with the hustle and grind mentality, struggle and effort, 100 DMs a day trying to make something happen. I actually, you know what, let me just show you. I have this posted on my desk. I don't chase, I attract. I'm going to let that sink in for a moment. I don't chase, I attract. When you truly understand the world that we live in, that life, it's really a game. You can get into it with a new mindset and perspective, the game of life and how to play it. It's an energy game. It's a vibration game. So when I am coming to it with that confidence, conviction, belief, taking aligned actions, doing the things I think could move it forward, not trying to make something happen, things happen. Just like Nina coming to me, I didn't plan this. I wasn't out there trying to get on summits and trying to get on podcasts. It came to me. So in Abraham Hicks' talk and Dr. Joe Dispenza, you become the vortex. When you go all in on you, your identity, your energy alignment, your intentions, and you're coming from that state of being, life's synchronicities come your way. Opportunities come your way. So there's two different things we're talking about here. This is strategy, but it's more mindset and your energy behind it. I do not narrow focus trying to make something happen. I get really clear on the number of clients or the income or impact I seek. I get clear on wanting to get in front of new audiences, but then I detach. So let me highlight that. You have to detach from the outcome. Get really clear on what you want. Do your piece, which is the energetic, the mind, the daily discipline. Do that, but don't attach to the how, because when we attach to trying to make something happen, it comes from lack, fear, scarcity, energy, and you end up repelling the thing that you want. And then guess what? It gets further and further away, creating more separation, more resistance. And then you get stuck in these feedback loops. And that's why the percentage of entrepreneurs that fail is very high. And if you understand it's a long game, you put in the daily disciplines, you understand your energy piece behind it. You have those clear intentions and just it's a stair step game. When you get to this level, there's a next level. There's an infinite amount of levels. And that's why I say it's a long game. Nina, I hope I answered your question and provided some value there.
You absolutely did. And I wrote that down too, right? Because entrepreneurship is a long game. And one of the things that's been happening, especially in this online space, is that people are telling you it's not, that it can be done shortly. That's not true. Now, can you create a roadmap in 90 days? Of course you can. But to think that you're going to arrive, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen because there's always going to be, like Heather just said, another stair to go to, another level you want to get to. I remember when I started, you know, wanting to do six figures. You get to six figures and you're like, oh, okay, maybe multiple six figures, maybe million. You're like, you start to, because you're growing too, because you're growing and you're expanding as a human. And so I love that you said that you have no destination. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that, right? Because we're always talking about the destination, how do we get there, all that kind of stuff. But I love that concept of a no destination. It's just the journey and the growth of the journey, right? I really love that. And you talked about how, you know, really know why you're doing this, like really know why. It's funny because I just talked about that today on a live, talking about how we niche down and create this person, Sarah or whatever, on the other end. And in reality, you're just talking to you 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. right? So I love that you mentioned that. But, you know, I love the I don't chase, I attract. In fact, I'm going to steal that from you. And I'm going to write a sticky note and put it on my computer as well. Because I've learned that the less I've chased, the more clients and the more I've gotten in my business. Hello.
Do you know why? So think about it. Like, when we're chasing, you're white knuckling your way through life. And when you're chasing, it is there any room for anything to flow in? No. Yeah. So that's why when I come from a space of I'm taking aligned action, but remember, you have to create belief and certainty and allow the how and the when to come your way. But when you have belief and certainty, you're naturally open for mm-hmm. more abundance, more opportunity to come your way. So you can't white knuckle through life.
Yeah. And, you know, from just everything that you've dropped today, it's very evident that we have to start with us. You know what I'm saying? For us to know the certainty and to know what it is we are, you know, going to create, right? It has to start with you. And that's what you're dropping here today. Like, ladies, just connect with you. Who are you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why do you want to do this? And I think if you just pause to do that, you would get a lot of answers. I love the way you talked about, you know, going from there to where you want to be, right? Because it's important. And a lot of us just don't take the time to do that. That we think it's, it's too much work. I don't want to, blah, blah, blah. But it actually is more work not doing it and trying to figure this shit out along the way, right? Yeah. Heather, did you go through any of that?
I literally just texted one of my girlfriends this morning because I shared with her a YouTube video that I watched over the weekend that really resonated with me. And what I shared with her is you have to choose your heart. You can either, it's hard to be stuck in an autopilot and unconscious and struggling. And it's also hard to show up daily and do the work and be mindful and intentional and aware. But it's either living your life by design or by default. So choose your heart.
Oh, girl. Listen. See, this is why I wanted to hear it, ladies. This is why the woman just has an enormous amount of wisdom. So I just want to make sure that I connect everybody with you, Heather. So before we wrap up, I do want you to let them know what amazing gift you have for them and how they can connect with you further. Because, I mean, you're just a superstar. I just love you so much. So give them all that info.
I would love to offer you a free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I want you to think of it as your subconscious mind is your operating system. Just like we upgrade and update our phones all of the time, you have to update and upgrade you to get your ideal outcomes. You can get this free video training on my website, heatherhakes.com. That's also a great way to connect with me on all the social platforms. Tune into my podcast and other free resources.
Amazing. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and dropping all of this wisdom and knowledge for these women, because I know that it's from the heart that you came on here, gave your time, gave your expertise for these women to grow and expand who they are. Thank you so much, Heather. You're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guys, thank you for hanging out with me and Heather. Isn't she amazing? I want to make sure that you have all of that information. My team already has like all the info that you need to get in contact with Heather. We're going to make sure that you have that and you have the link for her freebie so that you can connect with her and really just dive into the next you. Who are you? What it is you want to create? How do you want to create it? How do you show up authentically? She is absolutely amazing. And I cannot wait to hear all of the feedback that you have. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.